Today's feast day of Pentecost, we celebrate several things, and one of those is the feast day of the Holy Spirit. You know, the Acts of the Apostles describes how the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the Blessed Virgin Mary and upon the apostles and the early disciples. And it describes the Holy Spirit as, it says they heard the sound of a strong driving wind and tongues of fire. And I think that's an interesting image that Scripture gives us. You know, it didn't say that it sounded like relaxing music, or that it was like a dove circling through the air, but a driving wind and fire. And those images reveal something to us about the effects of the Holy Spirit. And each and every member of the church is called to be driven by the power of the Holy Spirit and set on fire with love and with zeal to be witnesses to Jesus Christ and to his church. You know, we need witnesses that do not conform to the world, but transform the world. You know, the world needs to be conformed to the power of the Holy Spirit and not vice versa. And so the Holy Spirit is not a spirit of apathy or one of cowardice or one of fear, but one of boldness and of courage. And we see this in the apostles, in their transformation, because before they received the gifts of the Holy Spirit, they were afraid. They were in hiding. They were scared for their own lives, and so they didn't go out in public. But as soon as they receive the Holy Spirit, they go out in front of large crowds or proclaiming the gospel message, and whether they get thrown in jail, whether they get beaten, whether they get slandered, it doesn't matter to them. They keep proclaiming the gospel message. And so we see this incredible transformation in them when they receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And every follower of Jesus Christ is called to be part of that mission and part of that transformation. And so when we look at ourselves, you know, how do we as individuals participate in the work of the Holy Spirit? Well, the way in which God wills the Holy Spirit to manifest himself in each individual is completely unique. Every single person is different. And so the Holy Spirit is going to work in a different way in each person to bring them to perfection. You know, some people are called to love and to dedicate their lives to serving the needs of the poor, whether it's a religious community dedicated to that purpose or people who work with St. Vincent de Paul. There's others who are driven to minister to the elderly, and they show God's love in the world through the care that they show to the elderly. You know, for young people, it might be a desire to serve at Mass and a desire to be a positive example to their friends and to witness to moral living in a culture that doesn't recognize that. You know, for some people, they're going to be called to spend long hours in prayer and in penance, you know, directing a significant amount of time and energy towards the interior life. You know, other people might be called to teach and to influence young people. You know, parents who lovingly say yes to the gift of life and raising children. You know, for someone who's sick, it might just be offering up their sufferings with great love and accepting any sufferings that the Lord desires for them to bring about the conversion of the world, to accept those with great love. And so every person is unique, and God is going to desire to work through every person in unique ways. But the bottom line is, for every single person, every member of the mystical body of Christ, the Holy Spirit should be a driving force within us. And so there should be some powerful ways in which the Holy Spirit is manifesting himself through us. Every one of us should be enkindled with the fire of divine love and for the love of God. And that should compel us and it should manifest itself in different ways for each person. But for every one of us, the Holy Spirit should manifest himself in powerful ways. And so that's something that we can look at ourselves and perhaps reflect upon. You know, how is the Lord calling or desiring to use us as an instrument? And in what way is the power of the Holy Spirit directed in our lives? Now, the power of the Holy Spirit is different than an emotional high. Because our emotions come and go. And if someone's on an emotional high, that's eventually going to run out. You know, there's some people that can get really, really excited about the faith and it burns out. But the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit is influencing us, that's something that runs much deeper. It's a driving force that compels us forward even when we're exhausted or when we're discouraged or overwhelmed, even when our emotions are not too excited about the situation, the Holy Spirit still drives us forward. And, you know, the Holy Spirit is the power that conquers the world. He is supernatural power, the life of God. And so he leads us to accomplish great things, especially in the midst of heavy crosses that we bear. And we see this example in the lives of the saints. Even though they've oftentimes had to undergo great suffering and great trials, they persevere through those. And so when we look at the power of the Holy Spirit, we shouldn't equate it with our emotions. And just because we're not on an emotional high, that doesn't mean that the Holy Spirit is not working within us. And if we're on an emotional high, that doesn't mean that the Holy Spirit is necessarily working through us. We have to distinguish between those two things. But one of the things that we learn as we live out the Christian life is that it's not by our power, but by the power of the Holy Spirit that the world is transformed and that we are transformed. And so we need in our prayer to allow the Holy Spirit to work through us. Now, while the Holy Spirit manifests himself in unique ways in every individual, there's two things that are going to hold true for everybody who's living under the influence of the Holy Spirit. No matter what life the Holy Spirit calls us to, no matter what mission he's driving us towards, the Eucharist is the source and summit of everything that we do. We draw our strength from the Eucharist, and we come to the Eucharist to offer up all the works that we've done, all the sacrifices that we've embraced. We unite those to the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and offer those to our Heavenly Father. And so no matter what state of life the Holy Spirit is calling us to, every single person is called to a deep Eucharistic devotion. And secondly, every single person is called to a life of prayer. Because it's prayer that refreshes us and renews our strength. Because emotional highs are going to come and go. But the Holy Spirit is nourished by a life of prayer. And so on this feast day of Pentecost, I encourage each one of us to reflect upon the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit is acting or is willing to act within our lives, and to call upon the Holy Spirit and to allow the gifts of the Holy Spirit to inflame our hearts like a driving wind to lead us forward, you know, like tongues of fire. And as we pray the prayer to the Holy Spirit, as it says, we pray to the Holy Spirit to enkindle in us the fire of his love.